You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April 26th, 2022. We are live, obviously, and obviously I made a small mistake. We could correct it and take it out, but we don't do it. If I make a mistake, we live with it. We're also live right now at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search part, Larry Connors, USA, all one word. Go down the list. You'll see several previous programs. Find the one that says live, punch it, and you're joining us in studio. Glad to have you. And if you can't watch live now, glad to have many of you watching later. It is, yes, I know some have said, it's like having you back on TV again. Don't I look good? I've aged well, haven't I? Never mind. Don't do that. We need another filter on the camera. All right, to news and commentary. And I stress news and commentary. This is not just news. I will be giving you commentary. You understand that? Okay. So U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in an interview today with Fox National Security correspondent, said, I don't want to speculate on any kind of response that we would make if Russia used a nuclear weapon. He said, my job is to offer the president a range of options for anything that happens. That's what he's saying. And apparently Russia is, at this point, at last report, accusing Ukraine that Kyiv is developing nuclear weapons. And Putin's attitude is, if they're going to develop them, they're going to have them, then we're going to do it, and we'll use them first. They better get control of this in a hurry. In this wide-ranging interview, Secretary Austin also said Ukraine is going to need, quote, long-range artillery, tanks, and armored vehicles to fight back against Russia in the country's south and east. And I'll remind you again, this administration has been behind the curve from the beginning. As hundreds of thousands of troops were amassing in Belarus and along Crimea, and ships sailing into the Black Sea south of Ukraine, the administration bought the lie from Putin that these are just military drills, nothing to see here. And we could have gotten a lot of those weapons inside Ukraine before the first shot was fired. And again, if we're going to begin to send diplomats in there, which supposedly we are, that means they're going to have to go in with boots on the ground for protection. I don't want that. Don't send any diplomats into Ukraine as long as the war is underway. Secretary Austin does say that in the future, I think Ukraine will seek once again to apply to become a member of NATO. That's why Putin moved in to begin with. But NATO later said, they were not even on the schedule. We weren't even thinking about it. All they had to do was say that earlier, and then maybe none of this would have happened. But no, they wanted to be coy with Putin. Oh, Attorney General Merrick Garland today before a Senate panel. And he was asked directly, are you going to be making sure it's a full investigation in the Justice Department into Hunter Biden's business activities? Are you going to make sure it's going to be a full and clean investigation? And Garland said, I promise there will not be any interference. Right. Then we're going to let you know about it. In the meantime, Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, got a chance to go on Rachel Maddow's dwindling show on MSNBC and said, we believe we have evidence obtained by the House Select Committee regarding January 6th, showing President Donald Trump and others engaged in criminal activity to obstruct Congress. That is another lie they're going to put out now. And they may try to bring some charges, but they have nothing to support it. Governor DeSantis saying he believes Elon Musk's offer to purchase Twitter will raise the prospect that we'll see more free speech instead of this nonsense from the left at this time. Tennessee Governor Lee quietly signed a bill last week that will penalize public schools if they allow transgender athletes to play girls' sports. Glad to hear that. And Vice President Kamala Harris, as you heard earlier, testing positive for COVID-19. She's been vaccinated and boosted, still comes down with COVID-19, so she's going to be staying at the White House, at her house, not the White House, not going to participate in any of the meetings. In other words, they want to know she's not there anyway, because she's never there. When she's there, she's not there. The same with Joe Biden. When he's there in front of you, he's not really there. You know what I mean. Twitter and freedom of speech coming up.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I've been holding it so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't miss you.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The reason today's sale of Twitter is big news, the reason it could turn out to be a pivot point in our history, is that Elon Musk does not agree with the rest of the billionaires in the tech business. Unlike the leaders of Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, Elon Musk believes in free speech. He thinks everyone should be allowed to talk, including people who disagree with him. I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter, Musk wrote today on his new platform, because that is what free speech means. Now, that sounds like an entirely American sentiment, but in this atmosphere, that is a revolutionary posture.
That is so correct. Those are the words of Tucker Carlson last night on his program, talking about Elon Musk buying Twitter for something like $54 a share. It ended up being something close to a $44 billion deal total, unanimously approved. The board originally was not willing to sell, did not want to sell to him because, you know, after all, I mean, they first of all, they don't want somebody like Musk to actually change the algorithms and make them transparent so everybody can see what they're doing to keep you from being posted when you have a complaint or an issue that they don't like. But the board of directors has a fiduciary responsibility to shareholders to make sure they get the best price. No one's coming up with a better price. He was 20% premium above the stock market price at the time. That would be stupid. Now, if they had some other people come in willing to offer maybe more, maybe even 2 cents more share, maybe that would have given them an out. But nobody wants to do that. There's a Saudi prince that was part of the ownership of Twitter. He was on the board. He's out. And in fact, Musk has said, first thing I want to do is fire everybody who was on the board. And then the question is he going to do what he says he is? His plan is, in his opinion, it should be an open forum. It should be a place where free speech exists. This we have to be told basically by a guy born in South Africa, that's his history, born in South Africa, that free speech is important. I think we should know that in this country. Do you not think so? He also, I think, has a U.S. citizenship, naturalized, and I believe a Canadian citizenship as well. In fact, there's been talk that he might end up taking Twitter back into Canada. I don't know if he'll do that, but he probably will move it out of the software zone and all the whatever you call it, zone out in California where they have all these biotech companies and so forth. But while so many were concerned that a guy like this would come in and buy up Twitter, they were concerned not because he would have his own company. That they could care less about that. Here's a guy who's got Tesla, and he's got aerospace program, SpaceX. You don't hear them complaining about that. Why would they be concerned about Twitter? Well, because Twitter is supposed to be a place where you and I could post comments and communicate directly, as Trump was tweeting often during the election and while in office until Twitter banned him, along with Facebook and everyone else, because they claimed that he had something to do with the, quote, insurrection January 6th at the Capitol. If you listen to news and commentary a moment ago, you heard from Democrat Alan Schiff that, we got evidence. He lies. They don't have any such evidence, but he wants you to believe that as long as they can have some way to get the word out. Then you get the concern that not just that people like, and Trump, by the way, has said he's not going to return to Twitter. He's got his own project being launched called Truth, but supposedly he's been having a lot of glitches and problems with it, not going well. He's not officially on it yet. I started to get into it, but I can see there are too many troubles. I'll wait. They may eventually end up folding in together, Trump and Musk. I don't know. They might. But for a country built on democracy and freedom of speech, why are so many on the left, progressives, even standard Democrats, upset that this form of free speech could be shut down? Because they want to control your speech. They want to control what you see and you hear. YouTube did not like what I was saying on this program, so they canceled our YouTube live stream. We still have a lot of postings up on YouTube. You can always go there, Larry Connors USA YouTube. It still exists. But that's why we're also now live streaming at Rumble.com. Rumble.com is worth a lot more than a ruble, believe me. Anyway, Rumble.com, and you simply go there and put in the search, Larry Connors USA, one word. Takes you right to the studio. Open it up. Subscribe, please. No cost to you. Subscribe so you got it all the time. You'll be notified when it's getting ready to come on. Same thing, but Larry Connors USA. You'll get all the podcasts we put up. As soon as they're posted, you'll get them sent directly to you. You won't miss a thing. Such as you would not miss the fact that Joy Reid of MSNBC, with one of her cohorts that works at MSNBC, another political analyst, which they're basically cut from the same cloth. They're not going to analyze anything other than what they're going to do to mirror each other in their remarks. This one would be, which one is this one? This guy is by, hang on a second, bear with me. I want to make sure I give you his name. I got it. You think I don't have it? I got it right here. Jason Johnson. I just want to make sure I got his name right. So Joy Reid and Jason Johnson are talking about Elon Musk buying Twitter and how frightful that is.
Elon Musk is the new power at the social media giant, and he is foaming the runways for the return of the trolls.
This is happening in the background of Elon Musk saying, basically, I want to buy Twitter so I can open it up and turn it into Gab and let Donald Trump back. So there are real consequences to allowing anybody to run these internet sites and say whatever it is they want.
Really? Now, just now you're beginning to realize that? That's what's been going on anyway. That's what continues now at the others. Just letting anyone on and say what they want if you agree with what they want to say. If you don't, you're quickly put in Facebook jail. I'm going to get into that in a moment with one of our contributors to the program a lot. John Daniel Davidson has been banned from Twitter. Another Federalist writer writing about it today and tweeted out, and I noticed it earlier today, said, well, on Twitter, now you're going to let my colleague back on? Not that we need it or care about it, but just raising the question. I'll come to that in a moment. But then here comes another warning from another leftist. This is a guy, he's a publisher of The Ink, the Dot Ink, something like that. He's American-born, Indian descent, Anand Giridharadas, and how he thinks that this is just so terrible for our country.
And Elon Musk is the fox coming into the hen house. And it is shameful that Twitter, which has a fiduciary obligation, I would think, to protect people who actually use it, the millions of people who actually use it. Did they ask a single woman? A single woman? Was a single woman consulted? And this is it. Was a single person of color who just uses Twitter, who made the mistake of using Twitter and needs it for their job?
No, I don't know if he consulted a woman. I don't know if he consulted anybody else other than his financial guy. He said, how much do I got? Sir, you got about $250 billion. All right, well, put aside $44 billion, whatever it might take to buy Twitter. I don't care. Economics, I don't care about. I just want to have control so we can have actual free speech platform in America. I remind you again, Elon Musk, born in South Africa, and he's concerned about American freedom. If he holds to what he says, it's going to be terrific. I don't know if he will or won't, but if he does what he says he's going to, then it will be exactly what we want, freedom of speech, if that's what these tech platforms are supposed to be. They're free from law, libel and lawsuits. If you put something up that slanders somebody, they're free of that by Congress at this point. So do they want tighter reins? Are they willing to let somebody like Musk have Twitter? Well, to that extent, let's go back to MSNBC because they have such a great load of liberals who have no idea what they're talking about. Ari Melbert, and his point is, just how big this is going to be.
So what is happening here? This is far bigger than Trump or Elon Musk. They are symptoms of the world we're living in, where technology has outpaced any of our ability to deal with it. That's true whether you're a parent trying to figure out what you can and can't let your kids do at various ages. It's true if you are a democracy like the United States that used to regulate media ownership and say Rupert Murdoch can't have too many local TV stations and newspapers in one town. They have laws for that that are still in the books, but the Congress hasn't gotten around to limiting whether someone can own all of Twitter.
So, and he is right. That's why you see in major markets such as a Channel 4 that was owned by CBS, that also had a CBS O&O radio station, KMOX at the time. It was KMOX TV and KMOX Radio. They had to split, so it became KMOV TV, new ownership. Same thing with Channel 5, NBC owned. They could no longer be KSDK TV. They just had to change to KSD. Or the other way around. I don't know, and I don't really care. Bottom line is, yeah, there was a split. But what he's concerned about is the very thing that we've been complaining about. And he also raised the point that parents aren't able to make decisions about raising their kids. My God, do you know what you just stepped in? I can smell it from here. That's what parents have been saying. We want a right to decide what is being taught our children. I guess in his mind, Yeah, that is concern. But of course, his other thought is Musk really going to deliver on what he claims he's going to?
Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper, a world helper, if you will. Is that true? Should you take him at his word? Should you care about this, whether you have a Twitter account or not? The point is, people who work with this stuff, they understand how important this is. I'm not telling you need a Twitter account. I'm not telling you have to jump in the ocean to study whether the ocean levels are rising. I'm just telling you this thing matters a ton. The world's richest person who is very good at accumulating wealth and power thinks this is worth spending tens of billions of dollars on because, frankly, he thinks it's that valuable and he thinks it may help him.
Yeah. So he's got his money and wants to spend it that way. The founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, owns the Washington Post. And so he's raising questions. I don't know about this big ownership like this that Musk is doing and all his deals he has with China, maybe not so secret in some cases. Tesla, big. Biggest marketing in 2021 was China. China is a battery maker for those cars. So he says maybe he's going to be selling out to the Chinese. Like he, we're going to deal with China here a little bit later. But basically, it came down to that ended up asking, did the Chinese government just gain a bit of leverage over the town square? As if the Washington Post, New York Times, and the rest of them have not been giving China anything they want on the air or on the paper. Jeff Bezos being multi-billionaire, number two behind Musk, apparently. And he just got shown up. Then the other question is, do we really even care about Twitter anymore? And then how it can affect elections. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And as we discussed in one of our special reports just last week, if you own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you, you don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election.
Wow, is that on point? That's from the MSNBC host, Ari Melzer, talking about, look what could happen with Twitter being owned by Musk. People like that, they could change election outcomes. As in 2020, is that what you're referring to? As in Google, as we were reporting earlier, that the Republican National Committee and an investigation has found that 68 to 70% of their emails got labeled as spam when they sent them to emails via Google. Only 8% of Democrat fundraising efforts went that way. And the numbers were similar or higher even in the state of Arizona, where a Senate race was decided by 80,000 votes. That's exactly what they were doing at that time. And Ari Melzer with MSNBC is so stupid, Melber, I think his name is Melber, he would make that, hey, you know, they could swing elections. You're kidding. As if we're not aware of that already. We've been battling it and continue to even now. And you're not allowed to, remember, you're not allowed to even claim the election was not factual or they will ban you. Unless you're Hillary Clinton, she can still go around claiming she didn't lose in 2016. And you're not allowed to say that there was no Russian collusion. Well, now on Twitter you should be allowed to. But speaking of Twitter, we have John Davidson of The Federalist on here quite a few times. Brilliant writer, great pieces he does. He has a colleague that just did a piece on Musk getting Twitter, Jordan Boyd. And she's talking about in a tweet she put out that when it comes down to it, she said Twitter is far from the First Amendment social media company that it was ostensibly created to be. And I'm personally not convinced that the techno king of Tesla, Musk, whose success is sustained by government subsidies, has the power to fix it. It's also a platform that induces and profits off of doom scrolling, which leads to heightened anxiety and worsening mental health. The only difference between Twitter and Facebook or Instagram is that Twitter doesn't pretend to be a place where users can, quote, stay connected with family and friends. And you have only 280 characters to voice an unoriginal thought. So in her opinion, she said, it may seem pessimistic, but in the end, the destruction of Twitter might be the best thing for all of us because only 1 out of 5 use it anyway. That is, again, Jordan Boyd. I was trying to get her on the program today. I put the request in late because I was actually trying to get John Davidson since it was his tweet that got censored. And we've got him scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, so you want to make sure you're listening for tomorrow. Jordan certainly would have come on, and I think it's a great piece she wrote here. I would raise the question that when she says only 1 out of 5 U.S. adults is using Twitter anyway, that might be because of what we've seen Twitter do in the past and blocking Americans who have an opposing viewpoint, like her own colleague, or simply raising questions, or going to Parler, or deciding, I'm done with it, they're going to lay thing on. You know what her colleague did, John Davidson, what he did that he got banned? Here's a perfect example of how great free speech was supposed to be on Twitter. John Davidson got banned because on his Twitter account, he pointed out the biological truth that Rachel Levine is a male, not a woman. And for that, Twitter banned him. That's science. That's science. Well, that will change, hopefully, with Musk in control. But I want you to hear again from Jeff Bezos and his concerns and complaints about it. You talk about speaking out both sides of your mouth. And Musk's ties to China and some things happening on China you need to know about. Stand by. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
She'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery, all necessary, we're what deep in love, yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So, Jeff Bezos is the owner of the Washington Post. Bezos owns Amazon. Very, very rich man. But he might be number two behind Elon Musk. Or at least he got upstaged by Musk because Musk bought Twitter. And Bezos wondered aloud, using his operatives, he retweeted a post from the New York Times magazine, a New York Times reporter, citing that Musk has a multitude of not-so-secret dealings in China. Bezos retweeted that. And immediately suggesting that the billionaire buying Twitter could give the Chinese government leverage over free speech. Bezos and his Washington Post have leveraged free speech. We know that for a fact because 18 months after The Hunter laptop from hell was found with evidence on it of Hunter Biden's business dealings that the New York Post broke. They broke the story. Twitter shut down their feed so they could not transmit the information to their Twitter followers and link them to the story. The Washington Post, the New York Times, and the others all just ignored it and denied it, wouldn't even talk about it. NPR said basically, well, we only covered news, and that isn't news, or words to that effect. So here's Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, owner of the Washington Post, which he paid $250 million for. Got a good deal. Twitter, I mean, was $45 billion. But it's nothing for Musk is concerned. He said, I'm not even worried about the money. But when Bezos decides to take that approach and then retweet a New York Times reporter talking about Musk has a multitude of not-so-secret dealings in China, you know what he's doing? He's trying to spear him a little bit, right? The tweet that he was putting out was, Tesla's the second biggest market in 2021 was China, after the U.S. Chinese battery makers are major suppliers for Tesla's EVs, electric vehicles. After 2009, when China banned Twitter, the government there had almost no leverage over the platform. That may have just changed. That's what the New York Times reporter put out, and then Bezos tweeted it, saying, interesting question. Did the Chinese government just gain a bit of leverage over the town square? Boy, did he suddenly see it hit the fan coming back at him. Let me give you, and by the way, let's deal with Musk for just a moment. Obviously, they have been making arrangements with China and on the batteries. We'll get into that also in more details later. But in Peter Schweitzer's book, Red Handed, which Bezos also criticized, it was pointed out that Bezos, through the Washington Post, was always giving good reviews of Chinese leader Xi Jinping's book. They basically were always giving it a five-star review. And they were not covering stories about China using child labor for manufacturing Echo and Kindle devices. So the Washington Post was not giving you the true story. So China had a hand over the Washington Post. And Bezos dare say, do they now have a control of Twitter? Several of the responses that came out pointing out the hypocrisy from other tweets, one saying the purveyor of counterfeit Chinese goods and the man whose company literally manipulated Xi Jinping's book reviews to only include five stars is now entering the chat. He said, I have no sympathy for Elon's connections to China, but Bezos is just bitter to be upstaged once again. Just the same thing I said a moment ago. Another one said, reference Bezos and your website, everything on your website is crap from China. That's what she said. And still another one said, interesting you asked this question about Twitter, but you didn't say a word. Actually, said, I haven't said a peep about your concerns about Chinese influence over BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, or countless other companies. I wonder why. Well, that comes back to what everyone else is saying, that they're getting a lot of stuff out of China, knowing it's probably made to be sold on Amazon with child labor. But then Bezos tried, I guess, as he began to watch all this noise come in, he thought, maybe I'll just answer it my own answer to this question, he said, is complexity in China for Tesla rather than censorship. And we'll see. Musk is extremely good at navigating this kind of complexity. In other words, how do I escape this? I just kind of act like I didn't really say what I said, but it's already there and been documented. we will watch, obviously, to see how Twitter handles anything that comes out of China. But free speech is free speech. And that's the problem, see. The Twitter was already allowing, until Musk bought it, radicalist Black Lives Movement Matter groups. Khomeini of Iran, talking about killing all Americans, they were allowed to have their speech on Twitter, but Trump was banned. And John Davidson, our guest for tomorrow, simply writing on Twitter that Rachel Levine, the new Assistant Secretary of Human Services Department, is a man. And for that, he got banned. So there'd be a lot of reasons you can probably ban China, but if you're going to do free speech, you just have to make sure that folks do their due diligence, as you always have. Walter Cronkite was the most trusted man in America at one time. That did change over a period of time. Dan Rather, when he came in, certainly got questioned. Walter Cronkite probably went out at the top. Dan Rather came in at the bottom. Paul Harvey was another source that was extremely trusted in what he said. So's Larry Connors. But I would still question me if I were you. Just do your good investigation on it. Now, Joe Biden and all the Green Deal pie-in-the-sky people, they want all these electric vehicles. So on one hand, they're happy about Tesla, Musk having Tesla. They just don't want him to have any platform where he can have free speech, meaning you could have free speech. But they're going to need car batteries, and who they're going to get those from? Well, yes, the U.S. is dependent on the Chinese Communist Party for the electric batteries that will go in those cars. So I would say our entire government is compromised by China, if that's the way we're going to go. That's why we should remain energy independent with our own oil and gas. And China is now launching a series of mass coronavirus tests in Beijing. There's new fear among those residents who fear they're going to have a Shanghai-style lockdown in Beijing, the capital city, where they held the Olympics. They've been concerned about a new COVID outbreak of several multiple transmission differences, some panic shopping already underway. No one knows for sure how much of this is the same and just being misdiagnosed, or maybe it's complex or reaching a new level. They're locking people inside their homes in Shanghai, barring their doors, welding them shut. Now folks in Beijing are worried, is that going to happen to us? So they're out buying like crazy. When we continue, we're going to come back to this country, what's left of it, after the administration finishes opening our border. We're going to begin with Jen Psaki and hear how sorrowful she is that a Texas National Guardsman died. Stand by. I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottner Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business, of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottler, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com, Rottler Pest Solutions.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Of course, we are mourning the loss of his life, and we are grateful for the work of every National Guardsman. I would note that the National Guard work for the states, and so he is an employee of the Texas National Guard, and his efforts and his operation were directed by there, not by the federal government.
Wow, that woman is so damn cold. The federal government didn't direct him to jump in the river. Probably no one directed him. He chose to do so, but he was there as a member of the Texas National Guard. He saw some of the migrants coming across and struggling in the Rio Grande River, and he jumped in trying to save them. I don't know if he took off his combat boots before he jumped in or anything else he had on him. I couldn't tell you. But the sad story is, despite Jen Psaki's cold indifference at, well, we're sorry, but he wasn't under our authority. In other words, tough. They found his body, of course. The two migrants were later rescued. Originally, I was led to believe they were children. Now, by children, I don't know what they mean nowadays at the border. Probably anyone under 18 would be considered a child. Whether these were young teens or what is not clear, except that they did know because they found that they were trying to smuggle drugs across the river. They found they had illegal drugs on them. Texas Governor Abbott honoring National Guard Specialist Bishop Evans, saying he's a hero who risked his life in service to Texas and America. Jen Psaki, did you hear that? And America, your federal government. She said, and he had join us in a prayer for him. There's a federal judge in Louisiana appointed by President Trump who's now expected to block Biden's plans to end Title 42. Title 42 would have a tsunami wave of illegals coming across the Rio Grande. More lives in jeopardy. And the National Guardsmen jump in, try to save them. They risk their lives, and you can hear Jen Psaki, well, we didn't tell you to do it. And the U.S. Supreme Court now deciding today, it will hear whether Biden illegally terminated the Remain in Mexico program Trump had in place. Remain in Mexico is if you're coming here for sanctuary, stay in Mexico, file your papers, we'll adjudicate, and then we'll let you in after we decide. But when he took that off the first day in office, and thousands more poured across the border, and they continue, and they're ready to come across, 6,000 plus waiting at Tijuana border crossing, for May 23rd to come on in unless that judge upholds the Title 42 stays in place. But back to Jen Psaki, this woman, I tell you what, I'm going to hold my words. I'll just let you listen to her again as she goes on about the death of this young National Guardsman who jumped in trying to save two migrants who later turned out to be drug smugglers.
He is an employee of the Texas National Guard, and his efforts and his operation were directed by there, not by the federal government. In this effort, in this apparatus, we've long stated that our immigration system is broken. There needs to be more done to invest in smarter security, to have a more effective asylum processing system, and we would welcome any efforts to for any elected officials to work with us on that.
You dare turn around the death of this young National Guardsman and stand on his coffin and proclaim we need a new amnesty program and an immigration program. Texas Governor Abbott said, first, we would not have to have the National Guard on the border if the Biden administration was very simply enforcing the laws passed by the U.S. Congress and securing our border. It is in your lap, Jen Psaki, and the lap of the Biden administration and all the rest of you idiots out there who think, well, we don't need no stinking border. But I still don't see you opening your homes for all these illegals coming in. And even if you are so gracious and so hospitable, and the call of Christ or God or whatever you decide says, I'm going to take as many as I can, God bless you, but you can't take all of them. We can't either. She is an absolutely cold-hearted woman. All right, as always, I appreciate you listening. Remember, we are live streaming. When we're on the air live, you can see us at rumble.com. We thank you for doing so. Share with others. Let them know so they can do it. I was talking to my good friend George Norrie the other day, the host of Coast to Coast. I said, George, we get this program syndicated, my numbers will be bigger than yours. I'll have more stations than your 600. Hey, I'm going to need a lot of help from you guys to make that happen. You know that. And George just sits there and smiles like, that sounds like another one of my paranormal stories I get at night. I do appreciate you folks listening. Spread the word. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.